Welcome to our podcast,
The Other Side of History, where we talk about the part of the past that don't usually make it into a textbook.
Today, we're focusing on the American Revolution, but not from the usual point of view. Instead of Washington or France, we're looking at a country that played a key role and is often forgotten, Spain.
Spain didn't get involved because it believed in American independence or democratic ideals.
Its real goal was to weaken Great Britain, its main rival after years of conflict. Helping the American colonies was a strategic decision, not an emotional one.
What many people don't realize is that Spain started helping earlier than expected, even before officially entering the war in 1779. It was already supporting the rebels.
Spain sent weapons, uniforms, money, and, most importantly, gunpowder. These supplies traveled through New Orleans, Havana, and the Mississippi River, which became key routes for the Continental Army.
Some historians even say that without the Spain gunpowder, the American army would not have been able to continue fighting in the early years of the war.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Bernardo de Galvez, and I'm the governor of the Spanish Louisiana. The British control several strategic points along the Mississippi River, and that threatened both Spanish interests and American rebels.
Governor Galvez, the British force along the river are well defended. An attack could turn this into a long conflict.
That's why we must act quickly. Speed is our advantage. If we surprise them, they won't be ready.
And if Britain responds by sending more troops from Florida?
Then we force them to spread their forces even more. In 1779, we attack Baton Rouge. If we win, British control of the river ends and American supplies can be moved freely.
That will change the situation completely for the rebels.
Exactly, and Baton Rouge is only the beginning. After that, we take Natchez, then Mobile, and finally Pensacola in 1781, the strongest British base in Florida.
Pensacola is heavily defended, ships, guns, fortifications.
Which is why its fall will matter so much. If Pensacola falls, Britain loses control of the Gulf of Mexico, and is forced to fight on more fronts at the same time.
These campaigns were not isolated events. They were part of a wider strategy that forced Britain to divide its troops and resources. While British forces were busy in the south, George Washington had more opportunities in the north. Spain didn't replace American efforts, but it made them way more effective.
Spain also helped financially. Money collected in Havana supported the final stages of the war, including the campaign that ended at Yorktown in 1781.
Because of that, Spain's contribution was slowly forgotten in many history books. But when we look at the facts, the supplies, the battles, and the money, it's clear that Spain really mattered.
Spain didn't fight for American independence as an ideal, but without Spain, independence would have been much harder to achieve. The American Revolution wasn't just an American story, it was an international one.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of History.